Welcome to the Bloody Married podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married.
Yep.
We got our Bloody Marys tonight, and we are talking about and ranking the Friday the 13th series.
Yes, it's my favorite one. We watched all these last month while we were still under the stay home, stay safe order. It's lifted now. For all of our viewers, we spoil everything.
Spoilers.
We have spoilers all over the place. So if you don't want any of these movies spoiled for you,
stop right now.
Stop right now. Or continue, because we're pretty rad. So anyways, I love this series. Friday the 13th started in 1980 and continues on till, well, I'd like to say today, but they haven't made any since 2009.
Which is sad.
It's quintessential 80s horror. It's you got your camp, got campfire tales, you got teens, you got boobs, you got blood, you have a mass killer in the woods.
Yep.
Final showdown is just everything that's about quintessential 80s horror is in these, the majority of them. And I grew up with them. I just have hardcore nostalgia for these films. Especially the eighth one my dad took me to see. There's like a strong nostalgia there for him. But not just that one, all of them. And I really haven't sat down and watched all these in a while that I realized when we started watching them.
Mm-hmm.
I usually keep them playing in the background when I'm editing or when I'm writing. And they're always, you know, going back there. But I haven't sat down and like watched them. So I was really surprised with a couple of my ranking placements, like some things I thought were going to be higher were lower. Some things I thought were going to be lower made it a lot higher. So that was kind of exciting for me. And like, you know, watching it with older eyes, I guess, like sitting down and watching them being 40 as opposed to, you know, like my 13-year-old Friday the 13th self. So it was just fun to watch them and to watch them with you and to share that
experience.
Right, because
there's some of them that I had not seen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Michael Myers is my dude in the Halloween series more so for me than Friday the 13th. So
yes.
I sad to say that I hadn't seen quite a bit of them.
Yeah. I remember because we're watching them like, I haven't seen this one.
So it was nice. All the ones I haven't seen. So.
Yeah. So there are 12 Friday the 13th. So kind of, you know, our rankings are going to be grouped into, well, like, you know, the last four are probably the worst. The next four are they're fine.
Right.
And then the top four are the better ones in our opinions.
Right.
So I'll go down my list.
All right.
Starting with the worst. And then after that, go down yours. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Woo!
Let's get to it.
I'm excited and terrified. This is like my favorite franchise.
All right.
Well, let's cheers first. Let's cheers the Bloody Mary before we get into talking about
cheers.
All these. Cheers. Tasty. Woo. All right. So number 12, the worst Friday the 13th for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming it's going to be for you too, is Jason fucking X. Jason 10, Jason in space. Wow. What a piece of shit this movie is. It's so bad. I mean, it's Jason in space and it's the second movie from New Line Cinema. And they just didn't know what to do with this franchise at all.
No.
Like at the end of the film, a guy rides Jason through space, through the atmosphere, crashes into a lake on Earth 2. That's how ridiculous this movie gets. The plot is just so ridiculous and dumb. The acting is terrible. The wardrobe and set design is god awful. And the digital effects are terrible. There's nothing redeeming about this movie at all. It's so far from, like, I imagine, like, the people making the first couple Friday the 13th, if you would have told them that this
Jason
would end
space.
Up in space, they would just laugh at you. And when I was watching it, I just felt sad that this is where this is where you took the franchise. Like, I remember how it started with, like, some fear and some horror and then here we are in space with really bad everything. I guess a cool thing I could say about it is the head freeze kill is pretty neat. Like when he cryo freezes her head in the cryo and then smashes it and it shatters.
That is the only good thing about that movie. The only one.
Yeah. It's just a shitty sci-fi flick. And it just doesn't belong in this franchise, but sadly it is. That's, you know, some people like it. Some people are in the so bad it's good camp.
No, it's so bad it's bad.
But that camp should be just nowhere near Crystal Lake. That's get out of here. Take this movie. And, you know, also too, I realized that I had only seen Jason X once before.
There was a reason.
Yeah, I rented it and then I've had it. And like, you know, I think in my head, I think I've seen it since, but I hadn't when we watched it. I'm like, oh, I haven't seen this since. And that's probably a reason why.
Yeah, there's a reason why.
Yeah.
I think.
So bad movie, worst of the series. And number 11 is Friday the 13th, part 3D. Oh, God. And I don't think I was expecting it to make it this low. But it's bad. they had like the first two, which were really good. And they just went in a silly direction. I didn't like it. It just hits all the wrong notes. I understand its significance in the franchise and the canon of it, because this is the one where he gets his hockey mask.
Right, but
they just kind of tread the same waters of a group of teens, and this cast is so forgettable. None of the characters stood out. This is one of my least favorite Jason designs, which I like to call pig face Jason. he doesn't look good at all. I don't like how the stuntman portrayed Jason. Mm-mm. He was a little too smarmy.
Mm-hmm.
for Jason in this one. The main actress I did not like. I thought she was the wrong choice to play a final girl.
Agreed.
Yeah, I just coming off of one and two that are far better, and this one sucks, and it really suffers from the 3D element, because there's moments, yes, where it's like you have a 3D broomstick and you got a 3D bat.
There's a yo-yo.
Oh,
it's,
yeah,
3D.
A 3D yo-yo. Like, what the fuck? And it really takes out of it. I can see why people like it because of kind of those aspects, but I don't. I think the director, Steve Miner, just took the wrong approach.
Yes, he missed that hard.
Yeah, I don't have much else to say about it except I don't like it. that's kind of it. So let's move on. So number 10 on my list, which surprised me that it made it this low, because when I was a kid, this is the first Friday the 13th I saw, and I recorded this off of its premiere on HBO, and I watched it so much that I wore out the tape. So number 10 on my list is Friday the 13th, part 7, The New Blood, Jason versus the Psychic.
Oh.
like I said, I used to love it, and now it's not that good.
It's just not that good.
It just isn't that good. I mean, it has some cool stuff. Like, it has the Weekend at Bernie's guy in it.
Right.
The idea of Jason versus a psychic is cool. In execution, it's kind of fun to watch him get beat up while she's like, you know, throwing nails at him and breaking his mask and trees and getting electrocuted.
Right.
But it kind of gets to the point where it gets a little slapsticky. Mm-hmm. Like when the light hits him in the face and he goes, and then he falls.
Oh, that's right.
And then he falls through the steps. Even though it's fun to watch, it's just the movie kind of, it's a fine line between horror and comedy, and it didn't walk that line too well.
Right.
But still, it's still fun. I like how, I like the design and the look of this Jason a lot. I thought Kane Hodder did a really good job with, you know, portraying a different type of Jason.
Right.
And the swampy, worn out outfit he had was pretty cool. It has one of my favorite hot babes in the Friday the 13th. She was and one of the bitchiest. It was the blonde.
Oh, and she was the worst.
She was super sexy, but a super bitch. And it's also one of my favorite kills happens to her. She gets a straight axe to the face, and he just ragdoll throws her across the room after that. It's like, I'm done with you. But yeah, it wasn't lit well either. Like the film itself, it's almost shot like a daytime drama, the way it was lit.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. And then like her dad hops out of the lake at the end and grabs Jason and brings him down.
Saves the day.
Yeah. It's just, you know, mostly forgettable characters. I used to like it a lot when I was a kid, and I don't like it now. The kills weren't that good either in this one, in part seven.
They weren't.
And I think the MPAA censors a lot of, or did censor a lot of Friday the 13th movies. But still, this is the movie I'm presented with, so that's all I have to go off of. This is the movie I'm watching. Yeah, it's not a good one. You know, a little bit better than the others, but I didn't like it.
Wow. Yeah. At least it's not Jason in space.
No. Jason in space too. Oh, I hope they never make that. Where he rises from the lake and Earth 2.
They haven't made a movie since 2009, and they decide to come back with Jason in space 2.
got an idea. Jason in space 2. No, not happening. All right. Number 9 is actually number 9. Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday. This is a weird movie. It's the only one in the 90s that they made. The 90s had no place for Friday the 13th. And I don't think it really had much of a place for Nightmare on Elm Street 2 or Texas Chainsaw. It was kind of a time where those 80s flicks were floundering.
Right.
And things like Scream took over. And, you know, these were kind of an afterthought. Nobody knew what to do with these. They became kind of a joke.
Right.
Like you get to, you know, Jason Goes to Hell. It's pretty hokey, this movie. You know, you can compare it to Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy's Dead. That's pretty hokey. I mean, you get to, they want to kill these people. Jason Goes to Hell, Freddy's Dead. Like they wanted to kill their franchises.
Right.
And they just couldn't. But anyways, yeah, this is just a weird one. So, fun fact, Friday the 13th franchise was with Paramount Studios from the first one until the eighth one. And then they sold the rights to New Line Cinema, who made Jason Goes to Hell, Jason in Space, and Freddy vs. Jason. And they just didn't know what to do with the franchise. It was like shooting in the dark with each one. Let's put them in hell. Let's bring them to space. Let's have them fight Freddy.
Anything, something. We don't know what to do. They dropped the ball hard.
Yeah, but let me start by on a positive. Like Friday the 13th, Part 9, Jason Goes to Hell, is probably the most unique. I think it, well, I know it has. It's the goriest of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It has the most gore of all of the Friday the 13th. And it has this really cool scene where this guy's skin is melting off of him.
Oh, that was so cool.
And you see like the whole process, or at least three or four stages of practical effects. And mm-hmm. that was really awesome. So the practical gore effects in this are pretty astounding. I just think that as far as a Friday the 13th film goes, it's just all the fuck over the place. I mean, here, I have it written down. Let me get this straight. I'm going to read you the plot that I wrote. Okay, let's start this out. We see Jason briefly in the beginning.
Right.
And then he's gone. So Jason is really a deadite or a demon creature worm thing that hops from body to body, and the only way to kill him is by the hands of another Voorhees with a magical blade.
Yes.
That is this Friday the 13th. That is like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? So it's just bizarre, and it's just out of place in the Friday the 13th
mm-hmm.
franchise, I think. But one cool thing about this movie and the director Adam Marcus is in 2018 we did a horror movie contest.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 15 second horror mm-hmm. movie challenge.
Yep.
And then we made our film, which was called Love Potion number 9.
89.
Love Potion 89. Oh, you know the title of my film
do.
And I don't.
I'm the voice of it. Yeah. Come on, sir.
Anyways, it went on to make a lot of top lists, like Lloyd Kaufman made it his number one. And the director of Friday the 13th Part 9, Adam Marcus, I believe he picked it as his number 5 or number 6 best film of that year's contest. And I think it was out of like hundreds of entries. So that's really cool.
That's super rad.
This guy liked our film and saw it. So that's rad. The director of
very cool
of Jason Goes to Hell saw our film. Yeah. Okay. If you're just listening, we just like thumbed up the camera. But aside from that, I mean, it has a cool ending where Freddy's hand pops out of the ground and grabs Jason's mask and brings it back down. But
Overall,
it just feels way too nutty of a Friday the 13th film for me to, you know, put it any higher.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't like it that much. Oh, also, it has one of the worst Jason designs, I believe. Like the mask is melded into his skin and he's got some weird wig hair going on.
Right.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I know you like this movie more than me.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. I know you do, which is odd. But you're odd, so it's fine. Okay. So now we're getting into the average Friday the 13th flicks. Like this group, you know, they're fine.
Right. Middle of the road. They're not bad and they're not good.
Yeah. And also let me state, aside from Jason Goes to Space, I would sit down and watch all of these again. Even part three, I would watch Jason Goes to Hell. I just would not watch him in space anymore. No, I can't do that. And don't make me. Okay. So we're getting in. All right. My number eight spot goes to Freddy versus Jason, New Line Cinema's last one they did. And this one's fun. It has a lot of entertaining moments. I had you watch it for the first time like last year.
You're right.
And then we rewatched it again for this. And it's still fun, especially those last 10 to 15 minutes where Jason and Freddy are fighting. And that's what you want to see.
Right.
It just takes so damn long to get there. And I wasn't a fan of the journey to get them to fight.
Right.
I do like all the gore and stuff. And I couldn't latch on to, the story was just so silly. But I guess that's the nature of the beast because you're having Jason and Freddy fight.
Right.
Still, I couldn't latch on to any of the teen characters. I wanted them to die. Yeah. And Robert Englund, it was his last performance as Freddy. So that's cool.
Right.
I think.
I feel like it was a Freddy movie with Jason cameo.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, yeah. It was Freddy's plot, right?
Right.
Freddy wanted people to remember him, and he wanted to start killing again and get power again. So he discovered a way. It's like, oh, I'll bring Jason back to life.
Right.
And so he can start killing people in the name of me.
Right.
Yeah. It had some boobs, which is cool.
Right.
Yeah.
No man butt.
Man butt. Yeah. But yeah,
seriously,
it's
lacking in man
butt. But if you haven't seen Freddy versus Jason, it is a fun one to check out. You know, make it to that, like the last act of the movie. It's worth it if you like blood, because they do a lot of it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. It was an okay movie. Coming in at number seven is the 2009 Friday the 13th remake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Number seven.
Mm-hmm. Number seven. It's got a few things going for it. They do a really cool bait and switch intro where you think this is your cast you're with. You're introduced to like four characters.
Right.
All of a sudden, Jason pops up and just murders the shit out of them. And that takes like a good 15 to 20 minutes. And then it does your title, mm-hmm. Friday the 13th. They're like, well, you just killed the cast. But no, you didn't. That was just the intro.
Right.
And that was really good. And then the boobage in this, this one has the best sex scene. And it goes on forever with my man, Trent.
Oh my God, Trent.
So there's this douche in this movie named Trent.
Yes.
And I love this guy. I love this man. And I really would have liked to have seen him survive.
Oh, see, and I wanted him to die, he did. A beautiful death.
I wasn't a fan of, who's the main character guy? He's Supernatural.
Oh, Jared Padalecki.
I like him as an actor. I didn't like his character in this. It's just kind of an average run-of-the-mill character. I think it would have been far more interesting if this douchey jock guy has a character arc to where, okay, I got to be a better person. And then he's the one who ends up saving the sister. Because then he would have to save someone he knows nothing about.
Right.
I think that would have been a far more interesting journey than just kind of the run-of-the-mill type of deal. And then you leave it open for a sequel to where, okay, now there's this guy with lots of money who has access to hunting Jason.
Right.
Yeah.
And he probably has one of the greatest lines in the series.
Sorry, I veered off. So there's a sex scene with some great boobs. And what's he throwing out? What's the line? Go ahead.
Those are some juicy tits, dude.
Yeah, he goes, your tits are fucking juicy, dude.
Fucking juicy tits,
and then
dude.
He's got another line during the sex scene. It's like, you got perfect nipple placement, babe. And then he's got one more. He's like, these would win in a fucking titty contest.
That's right. That's like, that's your talk?
So
I would look at him and be like, really?
So he's like throwing all these
dude?
Out. And it was hilarious. But what this remake gets right is it gets the tone of boobs and blood and all that stuff.
Right.
I wasn't a fan of the main character. And as much as I like all that stuff, I think they played it a little too safe. I would have liked to have seen something new, you know, with a remake, you're rebooting the franchise.
Right.
But I get the direction they went. Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's fun to watch. It's entertaining, for sure. I'm sad they stopped after that one.
I know.
I wasn't the biggest fan of the guy who played, or whoever played Jason in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like he was a little too intense. But, yeah, I dig it. It's just, you know, it's fine.
Right.
There's better ones, though. Like number 6, the one that started it all, the original Friday the 13th.
Right.
Yeah, that's my number 6, right in the middle. Right in the middle of all 12 of these. Kevin Bacon in all his glory, just standing in that Speedo, glistening in the sunlight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the one that started it all.
Baby Bacon.
But this is a case, this movie, the first Friday the 13th, is a case of a horror franchise to where it didn't necessarily launch a director's career, much so like the other franchises.
Right.
And it's also a case of, it's really, some people might say it is, but it's not the best one of the series.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So the, like, Halloween, John Carpenter, you know, he went on to direct The Thing, Escape from New York, all, right. You know, stuff like that. Or Nightmare on Elm Street, you had Wes Craven, who went on to direct the Scream franchise. But Friday the 13th, director was Sean Cunningham. He went on to direct Deep Star 6.
Right. And you're like, Sean Cunningham, who?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Huh?
But what he did do is he spawned an entire franchise, you know.
He did.
And that's amazing.
I feel like the first one is the setup for the franchise. You know, that's like, okay, here's this, and this is what's going to happen after.
Yeah, yeah. And I respect it too, because I don't know if they had intended to set up a franchise. I know they were like, riding the coattails of the success of Halloween for sure. But I do respect it for being, they made it so cheap. It's such an independent film and it made a ton of money back.
Right.
So it really resonated with people.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing about this Friday the 13th, the original, is I watched it last year in the theater with James.
Oh, that's right.
Child.
Awesome Spawn.
Yes. And it was interesting watching it with a modern audience. Because stuff that was scary in like 1980, like spots that are supposed to be scary.
Right.
And I bet back then would have the audience go, God. Now everyone's just laughing.
Right.
So, you know, different things are different things now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was interesting just how it's viewed.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely has some charm to it. And I like the ending a lot. I like that she just machetes the head off of her. And if you don't know, the killer of the original Friday the 13th is Jason's mother.
Right. Mama Voorhees.
Older lady.
Which I like.
Yeah, that was cool. And then it has a beautiful shot at the end, a serene shot of the final girl on a boat. She defeated the killer. And it's very serene and calm. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, blam, like, kid mutant Jason jumps out from the lake behind her and grabs her and pulls her in.
Right.
And, you know, that's your movie. With some people, some people say it was a hallucination or it really happened. And I know we broke down like the years things happened in this world.
Right.
And how old Jason would have to be.
Right.
But I know if you start doing things like that, then you lose.
Oh, yeah. Because he would be like 30.
Yeah, something in 1980 like that.
Or something. Yeah.
But yeah, Friday the 13th, it started it all. Good movie. If you haven't seen it, watch that sucker.
Absolutely.
But again, there are better ones.
There is, yes.
Like Friday the 13th, part 5, A New Beginning, is my number 5.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of people hate this one. They throw it at the bottom of the list, but I find it thoroughly enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's main reason for trashing this movie is the big twist is Jason's not the killer. He's not in this movie at all.
Right.
It's just a dad out for revenge because someone killed his kid.
So I kind of like that.
I do like that. I like that a lot. So what happens, the fourth one was the final chapter and they kill Jason. but got to make more movies because they make more money. So the part five, A New Beginning. So what do? And I thought it was a really cool idea to take that direction of, you know, having a whodunit kind of killer.
Right.
And another thing I tried to do too when watching these is put my mindset into no other movies have come since this. Like if I'm watching part five, there isn't a part six. I'm trying to, you know, just the eyes of this is the one that's there.
Right.
And it might have been kind of fun to watch that in the theater, like not really, you're like, well, Jason's dead. How are they? And this guy doesn't look like how Jason looked. I mean, what's happening here?
Right.
So I bet that was pretty fun, you know, seeing it like that. And you saw it like that, right?
I did,
when you watched it. So what did you think with that aspect?
I liked the twist because I was like, well, how the hell is he back? If he's not a zombie yet, then what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then they had the Scooby-Doo ending, you know, where they take off the mask. And if it wasn't for you kids, you know, he would have got away with
meddling it. Meddling kids. but another reason why this gets a higher mark for me is it has some of the most beautiful song ever put to cinema.
Ooh, baby.
And it takes place on the toilet.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
So that was set. So the guy was in an outhouse taking a shit, and his girlfriend comes up and shakes it to scare him. And then he's like, I'm trying to take a shit. And then she just starts singing that to him like calm him down so he can shit.
To calm him down while he's taking a dump in a gross porta potty, she starts going, hey, baby. Hey, baby. And he's like, on it. Apparently, like, that's their thing.
Yeah.
Anytime that he shits, she has to sing that song or he can't go.
I like
that. Nothing comes out.
Can we have a song like this, please?
Jesus.
All right. We're going to get a Hey Baby song. This would be cool. but there's a really high kill count. There's a lot of boobs. There's cocaine. Fun kills. A cool final showdown. And this is part two in the, quote, the Tommy Jarvis trilogy.
Oh, right.
The only time they had a consistent, well, not the only time. There was one other time where they had a consistent character in the franchise. Like Friday the 13th, sadly, doesn't have a Laurie Strode.
Right.
Or a Dr. Loomis. They don't have any human characters to latch onto.
Right.
The only, you know, constant is, you know, the figure of Jason, which I find that kind of sad, but it's still fun. So this is the second one in the Tommy Jarvis trilogy. And he's, and I like the mental aspect of this one.
Oh, I do
he's
too.
It shows how mentally damaged he is from surviving Jason for being a kid. And it takes place at a campground, but it's not by Crystal Lake. It's a mental facility, like a recovery place. So I think that was just a unique twist on it. And people didn't like it because there was no Jason in it. And, you know, part of me doesn't like it because of that too. And that's why it makes it a five.
Right.
Yeah. But it's still fun.
It is fun.
So now for the top four.
Here we go.
These are the cream of the crop. These are the good ones. These are the good ones.
Okay.
Whatever. These are the good ones. Listen to me, not her. I consider these the best. So at number four is Friday the 13th, part six, Jason Lives.
Okay.
I like this one a lot. Mm-hmm. The movie's great. And there are really, you know, aside from the Jason that's not Jason or the mother, there's really two types of Jasons. There's the human / wrong turn hillbilly Jason.
Right.
And then there's part six starts zombie Jason.
Right.
Where he's dead and he gets reanimated Frankenstein zombie supernatural Jason.
Right.
And I think six was a great way to course correct from five. And a way to bring Jason back.
Right.
And it was very entertaining. It plays out like a cool old school horror film almost.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It really does.
I think it has the best score in it and the best male actor of the whole franchise.
He was really good.
Yeah. What's his name? Tom Matthews plays Tommy Jarvis. And this is the third one, the final one in the Tommy Jarvis trilogy. And like he's the damaged mental patient. So he goes to the graveyard and has to dig up Jason to prove that he's dead. Then he'll start stabbing him over and over again with a metal rod. And then
lightning happens.
Lightning strikes. And there we go. He's reanimated, pops up, starts killing people. And then Tommy Jarvis goes into town to the cop station and be like, hey, you got to listen to me. Jason's back and he's killing people. And the cop's like, no, you sucker. Get into jail. You're crazy.
We don't need that mess around here. We changed our name. We're not Crystal Lake anymore.
Yep.
Get with the program.
And then I like the female lead in this too. She's just a fast cars, fast talking babe, daughter of the sheriff.
Right. And she's like, some mental patient is like, is like, catches her eye. And then she's like, all right, we're banging.
All right, we're in.
I'm in, all in with my fast car.
There's a scene where she, I think he escapes or she helps break him out of jail. And then they have to hop in her car to make the getaway. And she like puts his head down in her lap.
Right.
Like by her like, lady parts. And she's like, no, stay down there.
Just where I want you.
Just stay down there. Just stay there.
And he's like,
but it's fun. It's a well-crafted horror film. And I don't think this movie takes place in the summertime. Everyone has jackets on.
It's the fall.
Yeah, and if it is the fall, then this is, I think, the only one that doesn't take place in the summertime, which is pretty cool. It would make sense that it's the fall because this one had a Halloween season feel.
It did.
The others didn't. They're summer films, but this one felt like it was Halloween season. Yeah, it's good. I think the only thing that I would critique from this one is there could have been a better final showdown. Because this is the Tommy Jarvis trilogy, I would have liked to have seen him go mano a mano with Jason, much like how, you'd want to see Laurie Strode from Halloween, like really, like how she Halloween H2O'd him.
Right.
I wanted to see Tommy Jarvis fight him a little bit. I don't think he did at all.
No, he chain around the neck and dumped him in the lake.
Yeah, from a book he just found at the bookstore.
On the way after getting broken out of jail, they did a quick pit stop at an occult bookstore.
Yeah, and found out how to kill up him.
Books on zombies,
which is pretty great. I think that's what I found lacking in this one. But aside from that, it's a solid film. Some people think this is the best one. This is my brother's favorite one. Mm. And this is a really good one to watch, too, if, like, you haven't seen any Friday the 13th films. Grab this one and check it out.
Right.
It's pretty good.
It is.
It's a good movie. Number three. And number three used to be my number one film.
Yeah?
My number one Friday the 13th film. but watching them more objectively, with fresh eyes, I had to bump it to three. And let me tell you, lots of people do not like this movie at all. And some put it at the very end. It is Friday the 13th, Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan. And I understand.
I wonder why.
Why people don't like it, but it is great. Let's get a few things out of the way. The majority of this film, it's booked as Jason Takes Manhattan. So you think it's going to be New York mostly. No, it's on a cruise ship.
It's not even cruise ship. It's a ship.
It's on a ship. They're taking Crystal Lake is now connected to New York City.
And via
Jason,
the ocean.
Jason hops on a ship and goes to New York. that's the premise of this movie. And it's so ridiculous and it's so great. And I like it, well, mostly because what I've said before on this, I have that nostalgia factor of my dad taking me to see it in the theater. So that's there. But aside from that, it is... there were so many films in the 80s took place in New York. There was Crocodile Dundee. There was Ghostbusters.
Ninja Turtles.
Everything was New York at that time. And in this one, it makes sense to, you bring them to New York.
Oh, totally makes sense to bring them. Totally. Yes. Logic.
And, whatever. He dies by toxic waste in the sewers of New York. I mean, how Ninja Turtle-y 80s is that?
Right.
Right.
Totally. And reveals his inner child inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great. I like the science thing where girl who graduated high school.
Oh my gosh.
So the cruise ship is a high school class. They're going on their graduation trip to New York. And Jason hops on board. You don't need to know why. He just hops on.
Right.
So then he's on there killing everybody. But this one chick, the teacher's on there too. And he's like, you need to have your biology paper turned in or you don't get that grade. But isn't this
it's the graduation trip.
Yeah.
And so when he comes to check on her, she has her biology assignment ready to go.
Written all over her body, which is pretty amazing, I have to say.
What's her name, like Christine or something? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and then that whole scene plays out like a general hospital type of deal.
Oh my God.
Oh, Christine.
What are you? I'm not staring at your tits, no.
But it has some really great, fantastic moments. The boxing scene at the top of the building where this right. boxer is like, oh, I'm going to fight you, Jason. He's just like punching him. And then Jason just punches his head off. That's so
and
great.
And he's like, and...
Yeah, and it's so unrealistic too. I think this is the only Friday the 13th movie where Jason just like pops up obviously in places he cannot get to.
Right.
Like there's like a chase scene and he's behind the person and then she stops and like turns around and turns back around and like he's in front of her.
Right.
Like there's no way he could get there being of this world right. type of thing. But there's just, I mean, he like flips his mask up to the street punks in New York.
Oh, I know. They're like, punk. And then he just flips up his mask and they're like, never mind, bye.
Part 8 is just filled with so much 80s radness. It's cool. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
But yep. I can also see how this was the last one from Paramount. We're like, all right, well, maybe we should think about...
They went out with a bang.
We should think about selling this off. But I love it. I understand why people don't. All right. So silliness aside, number 2, my second favorite Friday the 13th film is Part 4, The Final Chapter. This is, this closes out the Jason's human character beautifully.
Right.
There's good acting, good script, great special effects. Tom Savini, I think he did special effects for a few of these, but he was really at the top of his game on this one, especially the final sequence where little Corey Feldman, he's a kid in this, kills Jason, just smashes that machete into his head. That scene was really cool.
Right.
Just a lot of cool gore in it. Yeah, Crispin Glover's in it too. And his scene is really strange and weird, and he's just really strange and weird through the whole thing.
It's a beautiful scene.
Yeah, I mean, it just it's a good harrowing horror tale. I think this is my favorite Jason stuntman.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he had the perfect build for it.
Right.
I thought he was scary. I thought the movie was scary and creepy. There was a lot of boobs. There is that skinny dipping scene. It's just
still no man butt. This series seriously lacks man butt. I'm just saying.
Was there a single man butt in this whole series?
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
I try to keep track and there's none.
But you
to
had
equal out the playing field. All the boobs and no man butt.
Yeah.
No, I lied. Kevin Bacon butt.
There was Kevin Bacon butt.
The only butt in the entire series is Kevin Bacon butt.
Kevin Bacon butt. Friday 13th Part 4, final chapter. They intended on closing out the franchise. And I mean, it was really cool if you're watching that, not knowing there's other films that Jason is defeated by a kid.
Right.
You know, he was killed when he was a kid.
Right.
And that's how Corey Feldman, the kid in this, uses that against him. He like makes himself look like Jason. Like, do you remember? So it was really fitting that a kid kills Jason because he really is a demented kid on the inside.
Right.
So I thought that was really good. And it also has the best dog. One of the best dogs in film history.
The best scene in the entire movie is that dog.
Mm-hmm. The dog jumps out of the window and escapes and is never seen from
like,
again.
Peace out. I ain't saving you at all.
The dog's like, I'm out.
I'm not getting murdered for you.
But it's just a good, solid story. You know, it picks up after 3 to where you think he's dead. He's not. So he kills people in the hospital / morgue, comes back to the camp, starts killing people, gets defeated. Just kind of fun, basic horror. And this is another one that people think this is the best Friday the 13th movie out there. And I also agree that it's one you should watch if you're only going to watch one. You're only going to watch a couple. Check it out. But now, my number one, dun-dun-dun, my favorite Friday the 13th film.
All right.
And I was really surprised by this placement because I expected this one to be middle of the road or even at the bottom of the barrel. And it is Friday the 13th, part two.
Really?
Yes. I love it. It's my favorite one. This is a finely crafted horror film.
It really is. It's really good.
They had a big job of making a sequel to a very successful horror franchise. And I think they did it well. And it had a runtime of under 90 minutes, like 80 something minutes. And they just did so good with it. The movie starts out with the final girl from the first one, the survivor.
Right.
And you're with her for like 10 minutes. And there's some cool one-shot takes in that 10 minutes. This is the opening. And then she opens the fridge. She's just going about her nightly routine at her house. And she opens the fridge, and there's the head of Mrs. Voorhees, the one she killed 5 years ago.
Yep.
And then someone stabs her in the head with an ice pick, and boom, that starts off the movie. So I think that was pretty ballsy for a film franchise to kill off what could have been
the final, yeah.
That could have been your Laurie Strode type character, but right. They killed her off. Like, boom, here we go, Friday the 13th, part two. And it's just a very successful sequel, I think. And this is the first time we get Jason as a killer.
Right.
But you don't really see it. They still play that mystery. Like, you see his feet going and you see his hands, but you know it's him.
Right.
And so first time he was in the franchise, but it's Sackhead Jason. He doesn't have his hockey mask. He has a sack head, which was kind of cool. I think the sack head is creepy.
He's creepier than the hockey mask.
He's got
personally.
That little eye sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, too, with that, you probably can't breathe too well. So that's just weird, too.
Right.
But yeah, I like it. I think it has the best actress in the whole franchise.
Oh, she was the best final girl.
Amy Steele played Ginny, and she did a fantastic job. She was smart, too. She wasn't like a ditzy chick. She was a major in psychology,
right,
or something.
Child psychology.
Yeah. And then throughout the movie, she's talking about the inner workings of Jason, what she thinks, like over beers with her friends, and you know, how he's probably just this hurt little boy on the inside type of thing. And then at the end, which is, I think it's the best final sequence in the series. She uses that against him. She Jason has a shack. And I think, is this the only time that we've seen Jason have a lair?
Aside from the reboot.
The reboot? Yeah. Jason has a shack that he lives in. And in that shack is a shrine with his mother's head and candles and his mother's sweater and the machete. And then that's where he puts his dead bodies, is around that shrine.
Right.
So at the end of the movie, she ends up there and Jason's coming. She's like, oh shit. So she throws on the sweater and does her hair really quick. And she's like, Jason, it's your mom. You can stop now. Grabs the machete and whacks him.
Right.
He comes back a little bit after that. But I just think it's really good. And like I said, it surprised me because I didn't really think that it was this good going into it.
Right.
Yeah, and I really would have loved to have seen, because I watched an interview recently with Amy Steele, who played the main actress in this, what the original script idea for part three was.
Oh, that's right.
And it makes me so angry of the part three we got. But she said that she turned it down for, you know, some reason or another, but she said the plot was that her character, Ginny, is off in college, and she's also learned some karate. But people don't believe her or think she's, you know, weird as fuck for surviving all this.
Mm-hmm.
And then like something happens to where she finds the head of her boyfriend. She's off at college. She finds like the head of her boyfriend in like the washer or something like that. And then she teams up with the other survivor of Friday the 13th part two. And then they have to go on a kind of a road trip.
Is it the dude or the guy that escapes because he was drinking in the bar?
Yeah, he's the survivor.
Right.
Yeah. So it was just a different script that I really wish would have happened, you know, instead of the part three we got. But I just think two was great. And the directing was amazing. Which is interesting because the director is Steve Miner, who also directed
Number Three,
Part Three, which is one of my worst. If it wasn't for Jason in Space, Part Three would be my worst one. So it's interesting that the same, it does not look like the same director made these films.
No, it doesn't. I think Number Three, didn't we say there was lots of coke on that set?
I don't know. That was probably, I wasn't there, but probably.
Well, like reading something.
Yeah.
That there was. Yeah. There's a reason. they were all coked
up. But anyways, Part Two is just, it's great. It's an amazing film. Mm-hmm. I think it's way, way better than the original. I think the only critique I'd have of it, which is in the beginning, they do like a 5-minute recap of the first one, but it makes sense given, you know, what you're watching, and the film is only like 80 some minutes long. I think the worst recap time was in Part Three, where they recap like the last 10 minutes of Part Two.
Right.
Yeah.
It's previously on Friday the 13th.
I know. It's just, it's fucking awesome. I love it. And it's my new favorite Friday the 13th, where before it used to be Part Eight.
Right.
Sometimes it was Part Six. But I just found it interesting watching these again that I like the earlier ones better. I do enjoy human Jason more than zombie Jason being older. And I think my inner child likes zombie Jason
right.
a lot more.
So okay.
Friday the 13th Part 2 is my top.
All right.
Well.
Well.
Well, I'm going to drink more of this and it's your turn. I'm excited. To know what you think of all these.
Okay.
Being you don't have stock in this franchise.
I don't have stock in this franchise. And I will say, I still believe that Michael Myers is a better villain.
Nope.
But that's just my opinion.
Nuh-uh.
We can agree to disagree.
We can, but he's not.
No. Okay, so number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Or number 10, excuse me, number 12.
Yes.
The worst one ever is the same as yours. Jason X, Jason in Space.
It's bad.
I can never get that time back.
I'm sorry.
To me, it was like if Disney Channel original movie and a sci-fi original movie, sci-fi channel original movie made a baby, that's Jason X.
Yeah.
It was so fucking bad. It is.
It's terrible.
And like you were saying, the wardrobe, the props.
Mm-hmm.
My son makes way better props on his own.
Hands down.
With things around the house.
Yeah.
More than the props that were in this movie.
Yeah. And I believe this one had like a $18 million budget or something stupid.
How the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't understand. And the wardrobe, it's like they gave someone $200 and said, go to Walmart, get as many bath mats as you can, and we'll make wardrobe out of that.
That's
like,
awesome. It was. It looked like they all wore bath mats.
Apparently, that's what we'll be wearing in 3024 or whenever that fucking movie was.
Or shag carpet. Yeah, it was bad.
It was so bad. Like, that one guy just had a bath mat and some rope tied around him. That's it. That's,
space. That's
fucking
space, whatever.
Space. There was that weird, very misplaced, kinky sex scene in there. Do you not remember that? And where he's like, there's clamps and
nipples.
I don't even nipples
yeah,
and clamps.
I
don't even know.
I remember the nipples. Yeah. It's like,
it was some weird shit.
Some weird sex happening in space.
Like all of a sudden, some right in the middle, it's like some weird, kinky sex scene.
Yeah.
And then we go back to Jason in Space.
Well, I mean, that you had those in like the other ones, but they weren't as odd.
And then, of course, it is the one guy riding Jason through space. Like,
oh yeah, that
I don't know if anyone has seen SpongeBob the movie where him and Patrick are riding David Hasselhoff on top of the ocean. That's what that was like.
That's
it was like I can't get that time back.
I know.
It's what
sad.
The fuck?
It's sad.
It's sad. It's so sad. And yeah, it was shit. And whoever likes it is because it was so bad. It's good. No.
Yeah.
It's just bad. It's just fucking bad.
I feel like the people that like Jason X like. don't know. They love Nickelback too.
Oh, and Creed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We digress.
Yeah.
My number 11 is Part 3.
Hey, look, same ones so far.
My notes on this,
it sucks.
Just says, I don't like this.
That's all your notes said.
I don't like this.
I don't like this.
The cast was bad. There was that weird, like, the girl was traumatized because one time she was mad at her parents, so she decided to stay out into the woods all night, and some weird guy tried to grope her. And that happened to be Jason.
Yeah, and he let her live.
And then he let her live. Like, there was no storm. So, like, in the Friday the 13th series...
They all have storms in them.
Storm equals murder.
Yeah, rain. Rain storms.
Rain storm, thunderstorm, murder.
But this one just had wind.
Unless you're in space. Unless you're in space, then there's no storm. But this one just had wind. And
they couldn't afford the rain machine.
It was just, the whole thing was bad. And like you, if Jason X did not exist, that would be my top pick for the worst one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And the 3D, like, there's a yo-yo.
Yeah.
They're not even cool 3D effects. No, it's like an apple.
Yeah.
A yo-yo.
It's not like an exploding brain or anything. It's like, it's just things.
Stupid little things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hated it.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
It was the worst.
I agree with you so far.
All right.
Yeah.
So my number 10.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Is Part 8.
That's it.
Jason Takes Manhattan.
That's it. We're stopping the podcast. we're backing it up. We're retiring.
I understand that you love it because of sentimental reasons,
I get
mostly.
It. Yes.
But are you fucking kidding me? First of all, he comes alive with electricity through a boat, hits a underwater power line, and reanimates him once again.
Mm-hmm.
And then not mysteriously, Crystal Lake apparently opens up to a channel which takes you to the ocean.
Duh.
Which gets you to New York.
No doy, where you been living?
So... Okay.
Like I said, I get it. I understand why people don't like this movie.
Jason on a motherfucking ship.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
And then when they get to Manhattan, like the girl, her traumatic thing was her uncle, who was the creepy teacher who got to see the biology assignment.
Yes, the biology assignment. Yes,
from Christine.
Christine, her and her assignments.
She was like, I don't know why I'm afraid of water. I don't know. Well, he pushed her in the lake and was like, sink or swim.
Yeah.
And then when they get to Manhattan, she gets kidnapped by thugs.
Yeah.
And shot up with heroin, and that is not mentioned at all after. Like. She's got shot up by a dirty needle heroin.
Yeah.
And
no one
mentions that. No one's like, oh my God, we should take you to the hospital. No, nothing.
That's just the seedy part of New York.
Jason saves her.
Yeah. I forgot about that. I think this is the only time where Jason does that. Jason saved her from the thugs that kidnapped her.
Right.
And were going to rape and kill her.
Right. After they shot her up with the dirty needle heroin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He saves the day.
Because he's Teenage Mutant Ninja Jason.
And then the whole toxic slime. And then in the end, like, Jason melts away. And then there's a perfectly normal child lying on the ground.
Yeah, that was weird.
The
execs, they watched the cut of that. All right, we're selling. we're selling the franchise, guys.
And we're out. Was it New Line, right?
Yeah.
New Line, you take over. Uh-huh. And they did such a bang-up job on that one.
No, they did not.
Yeah. So that's my number 10.
I can respect that, yeah. It's all right, you know, whatever.
So my number 9 is Part 7.
Oh, hey, yeah. We both put that a little lower.
This one is by far, though, my favorite wardrobe.
Yeah.
You, because he's
for Jason,
for Jason.
Yes.
He pops out of the water and it's perfect, I think, for being zombie Jason.
Oh yeah. Sure.
He's been underwater. Fish has been eating him.
You can see his spine.
You can see his spine. Like,
he still has that chain on him.
Right.
Yeah.
They did such a great job on that wardrobe. That's my favorite wardrobe, Jason.
Yeah.
I liked the telekinesis. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Her flying him all over the place.
That was fun to watch. Yeah.
It was fun to watch. And, well, like you were saying, it's like a daytime soap. And so it's
it,
like,
it looks
as
like it.
Crystal Lake turns.
Yeah.
Da-na-na-na-na. Like, that's what it felt like. It absolutely.
It did. And the mother's hair is so great.
Oh,
it's just, I don't, but yeah, you're right. It was, you know, it's like a soap opera.
It was. Yeah. And it did have a good heart rip. I love a good.
Oh, yeah. I think Six had a heart rip too.
I love a good heart rip.
Yeah.
So there's that. But other than that,
yep.
You know, it's my number 9.
Yeah. Enough said. Yeah.
All right. So my number 8 is part 6.
Oh, wow. You put that lower than I thought. That's interesting. I'd like to hear why.
He is my favorite Jason, the stuntman? Man who plays him. He is. I know Kane Hodder is really known for Jason, but I like this Jason.
He did a really good.
He did a great job.
Yeah.
He had, like, you know, first you get the Frankenstein, like, he's alive, you know, and then he has a killer swag.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a swag about him. Mm. He's got his killer tool belt. Like, he's got a belt with all his little killer tools.
He found a tool belt.
And it's like Bond. Jason Bond.
Oh, yeah. That's how they start it, too. Like, uh-huh. You have your opening sequence, and then he does the James Bond thing with
the eye. He does the James Bond thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little lower for me. But it was still entertaining, but it's...
So why didn't you like it as much? It's because this is the only one that doesn't have boobs.
No.
It takes place on Halloween.
There's just other ones I like better.
Yeah?
It wasn't that I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like I said, I love the Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where he becomes zombie.
Yeah.
And I think probably because I like the human Jason better.
Yeah.
Than zombie Jason. Yeah. I mean, that was a little like, he digs him up, he's sticks a rod, lightning happens, and then he's reanimated and he's alive.
Yeah. Yep.
And poor Tommy Jarvis is just, that it's your fault, dude.
Yeah, it was his fault. He's
all
the one.
Your fault.
He's the one that caused all of Zombie Jason to happen.
Right.
It's his fault.
It's all his fault.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not like I think it's bad. It's just there's other ones that I found more entertaining.
Yeah.
So my number 7 is part 4.
7 is part 4?
Yeah.
What? Where are we going from here? What's world? What's life?
I do like baby Corey Feldman.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's super cool that he makes those masks.
That are obviously Tom Savini's
right.
masks.
Like, but, I mean, for a kid, like, he loves making masks, and he makes really cool ones, and...
It felt mid-80s.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, they have a great line that is, "Holy jumping Jesus Christmas shit."
Is Crispin say that?
I think it is.
Crispin Glover?
Yeah.
"Holy jumping Jesus Christmas shit."
Say that 7 times fast.
Who would you summon if you said that in the mirror 3 times? "Holy jumping Jesus Christmas shit."
Crispin Glover.
That's rad. I'm going to try that tonight. Crispin Glover shows up.
And he is probably my favorite part of that movie.
Yeah.
I like... He's just a weirdo and I love it.
Mm.
And in all of horror movies, the best dance sequence goes to Crispin Glover.
It does. He wins that award for
sure. He wins it across the board, hands down.
It's nutty. Like, if you don't watch this movie, just check out his dance on YouTube. But yeah,
it's great. And the dog. The dog is really my favorite part because the dog is like,
the dog's like,
I am fucking out of here. Yeah. I'm not getting murdered for you people. And just he leaves and is gone. Like in the other movies, like there's been a couple dogs and the dogs come back. No, that dog was just like out the window.
Yeah.
Which in the Friday the 13th franchise, you know, windows is a big thing. They're either getting thrown in a window. Thrown out the window,
yeah,
or bodies are being thrown in the window.
Yeah, that's Jason's thing. He likes to throw bodies through windows. Either it's mostly as a scare tactic.
Yeah,
like it's like, here's your friend.
Yep. There you go. So that was just my favorite. It was just so funny. Like, and it was the whole like slow motion, like out the window break. Yeah. Like he broke the window and everything. It's just like, nope.
Dog's like, I'm out.
That was my favorite part besides Crispin Glover, quite honestly. But I do like the Tommy Jarvis, and I love that, like you said, a little kid is the one that defeats him. He like, shaves his head all weird, and then he just goes fucking ham.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's stabbing him like a bunch and just keeps stabbing and stabbing. And his sister's like, oh my God, oh my God, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But I mean, as he should. There's a man that just killed a bunch of people, killed your mom, trying to kill your sister.
And he looks like a monster.
And he, he's a monster. Of course you're going to protect them.
Yeah.
I will say I do in this series like how they bring mental health into it.
Yeah.
Especially with Tommy because, so he's a child and he gets, you know, there's Jason. Then he kills him by stabbing him like a million times.
Yeah.
That's going to have effect on you. And I love that they
continue that in the next couple.
Right. Yeah. So I love that they keep that up. Because you can't go through something like that if it was real life and not be traumatized.
For sure.
So
I like that.
All right. My number six.
Number six.
Is part five.
Part five? Yeah.
Yep. He's alive. Just kidding. I like that. I like that it's not him.
That should be the
the tagline.
The tagline. He's alive. Just kidding.
Just kidding. I really liked that part. This was the first one that didn't have from 1 through 4 that didn't have the recap like previously.
Yeah, which is nice.
Friday the 13th.
Because that gets a little tiring. That recap.
It does. Especially in 3 where that's a chunk of the fucking movie is the second movie.
When you got to 3, it just felt like a chore, especially because we, you know, maybe if you hadn't seen the movie in a while or not seen it.
Right.
But we're marathoning them here and we just like, we just watched that and now we have to watch it again.
Right.
Come on.
And also there was no, old douche canoe.
Yeah, because there's usually an like in the first few, there's always been an older kind of counselor,
creepy guy,
male guy who's just a douche.
Yeah,
yeah,
total douche canoe.
And this is the first time that there wasn't one.
Right.
Yeah, the counselor guy was nice.
There was that little gang of people after they went to the gas station and he hit his bike. And then they ended up at the barn and they were like taking all the gas and
that's part 3.
That's part 3?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have swore it was part 5.
No.
Because out of the barn. Okay. Well, see, I mixed it up.
I believe it's part 3 where they run into the gang in 3D because he's got the chain and he goes through the window.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So maybe you like 3 a little better now.
No, I don't. I never do. Nope. I'm not gonna.
No, part 5 had the ooh baby. The ooh baby.
Oh yeah, the ooh baby. Oh, because he's in the house, the mental health recovery house, right?
Who?
Tommy Jarvis.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I get him a little bit. When you watch them all together. Some of them start at least for me start to blend together. Like, wait, that was in which one? So that was my number 6.
Yeah, I think part 5 had the, didn't it have like the the white trash lady with the son with the bomber hat on the bike. He's like, "Mommy,
Murray, oh yeah,
mommy, oh, yeah.
Shut up and eat your stew.
They beat me up, mommy."
Right, and he's throwing a tantrum on a bike around his house on his little motorbike. "They hit me, mommy," and she's like, "God damn it, shut up! I'm trying to make your stew."
Yeah,
that's them. Right.
Which are way more entertaining than the gang. Come on.
They were super entertaining.
Another highlight of part five.
Right. Because she was mad because the delinquents were boning on her
on
property.
Her property. Like the delinquents from the mental are like, "These people are fucking on my land."
Right.
Yeah.
"Next time I see him, I'm going to shoot him."
Yeah. Next time. So they did a good job at building up like, okay, who's the killer? Like, because she's like, "Next time I see him, I'm going to kill him." And
then her son, you know, he could have been it too.
Yeah. Or maybe, like, did you at all ever think it was the guy who killed the kid in the beginning with the axe? Like,
no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Because they set him up to maybe he's the one.
Right.
Yeah.
And he wasn't. It was the dad.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad that no one knew about. Like, the kid, they didn't know who his dad was.
Because he was ashamed of his kid, so he put him.
Right.
Mental institution.
And he was a cop, was he not? He was an ambulance guy.
Yeah.
Paramedic, right.
Yeah.
All right, my number five.
Number five.
Is the OG.
Oh, yeah?
The original.
The original. You put it a little higher than I put it, yeah.
I liked that it
good
was...
Good placement. I think like we just had those two swapped.
I liked that it was Mama Voorhees and that
Me
it was
too.
A sweet old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Seemingly sweet old lady.
Yeah.
I liked... you know, it set a tone for, like you said, horror movies in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Summer camp. I mean, after that, how many summer camp ones were
there? Oh, yeah. There were those. Sleepaway camp.
Right.
And I'm sure there's more.
There is more. I'm sure. Or at least...
Ernest goes to camp?
Ernest. I like the final showdown.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. It's
there
really
was...
good. It's iconic. That is an iconic final showdown.
I'm pretty sure there was a vagina punch in that. There
sure,
was a bitch
yeah.
slap and then decapitation for the win.
Yeah, that was good. It was like unexpected.
It was unexpected. Like decapitation and the
music.
The win. Just like they just brawl, like an all-out brawl with this old lady. They're just, you know, this teen girl and this old lady just having it out.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot. And I do like, you know, how they were, you didn't see who the killer was.
Mm-hmm.
You only saw people's reactions or the hand or the knife, at least. You didn't really see anything else until the very end. I liked that.
Yeah.
That mystery about it. It gave you the first douche canoe as the camp owner. I liked it. I mean, that set the whole thing off.
Yeah.
And I really liked the brawl at the end.
Yeah, no, it's great. She did a good job, though, the old lady. And the final girl. She was a good final girl.
She was.
Yeah. No, great place.
All right, my number four.
Oh, here we go. So these are your top ones.
These
now.
Are my top ones.
They're your top four.
Yeah.
there's a few you haven't mentioned yet. It's kind of weird. Okay, go ahead.
Is Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay. I get it.
I love the comedy of Freddy in it.
Yeah.
I love the sarcasticness of it. But I definitely do think it's a better movie because he's in it.
Yeah, it's one of the funnier ones.
It
for
is.
Sure.
And it's funny and it does it well.
Yeah.
There's a little like teen smoking PSA in there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. I liked the final showdown. That was really fun. Like said, like the you make it to the end. The final
amazing.
Showdown was great.
Yeah. This is blood, practical blood spraying everywhere. They're just whacking each other. He's a machete hits, knife hits,
right.
Like cutting arms off. It's so cool.
It was very cool.
Yeah, I get it being a number four. Definitely.
So that's my number four.
Cool.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
All right. My number three is Part Two.
Part Two. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. It's a good movie.
It's great. Yeah. I love the child psychology part of it. She was such a good final girl. Like you said, she wasn't ditzy. She wasn't like a poor me. Like,
yeah.
Like she was held her own.
Yeah, I'm sad she didn't continue with the series.
I know. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had that shit of number three if she would have actually went through with it. And it's the only movie, when I was reading trivia and stuff on it, where there's a survivor that's not a final girl or boy. And that's because the guy went to the bar and got drunk. And
The skinny, tall,
redheaded
prankster.
Guy. Prankster.
Yeah.
Which is another theme within the Friday the 13th series, is there's always
the
a prankster.
Majority of them, there's a prankster.
Yeah.
That's like, who just got you? What?
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He escaped not because he fought or ran.
Yeah.
He was drinking at the bar all night.
He was drinking at the bar all night.
Yeah. He got shit-faced. Yeah. That's...
Which his character was in one of the original draft of Part Three. He was the one that she was going to team up with to go find the person that killed all their friends.
Ah.
Which would have been a different and way better film.
Oh my God.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
So much better.
Yeah, Part Two is great.
I didn't like Scott, old buddy, who was hiding in the woods with his slingshot. He was the... Remember?
Oh, yeah. The great... that butt shot. She's just walking and then
slingshots.
He slingshots
it.
And just creeps
and then,
out.
Yeah. He like creepily looks and...
Like, hey, I just shot you in the butt with a slingshot.
Right. I'm like,
and
what?
And she's like...
Yeah, it was... What the fuck? Anyways,
but luckily, Scott dies pretty early on.
He does die.
Yeah.
Sadly, not by his own slingshot.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been cool, huh?
Right? It was slingshot in the eye or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he got his throat slit.
I think he did too.
Yeah. He got caught in one of those Acme ropes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that is my number three.
Yeah.
So good my choice. Number two is the reboot.
Oh, that's surprising.
I love me some Padalecki.
I'm because you like Supernatural a lot. That's the only reason this made it to two.
I love me some Padalecki.
Yeah.
But it's not. I like, if you haven't listened before, I like the brutality of it.
Yeah.
And that one, he is intense and he is brutal.
Very much, yes.
And that's what I like about
it. He's the most brutal and intense of the entire franchise is this one.
So, and they have some great kills.
Yeah.
And there's some humor in it.
Yeah. The kill, like, I remember
her Trent,
burning.
the Trent guy, like, the boat where she's, you know, skiing topless or wakeboarding or something. And that he gets killed
he gets shot with an arrow.
Right.
And then she swims off and thinks she's safe. Under
and
a dock.
It's knife through her head,
yeah,
right?
She gets machete through the head.
Machete through the head.
I think my favorite kill on that one was the chick burning alive horrifically in her sleeping bag.
Oh,
like Jason hung her up above the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was like a painful death.
Right. And I like the brutality of that one.
Yeah.
That's why I like it. I
understand that for sure.
He's a big guy. You know, he's supposed to be... In my mind, brutal. So that the reboot brought that. But also, I also like, this is where you see the other lair, hit the only time you see his lair, which is his house.
Oh, yes.
With his mom, right?
Yeah.
And I love that he has tunnels all underneath the camp, which explains him popping up in random places because he's got tunnels. Because
he has a tunnel system underneath like the whole campground.
Right.
Yeah.
So I really liked that part. And then having the sister who kind of looks like his mom when she was younger, you know, she's captive underneath there.
Yeah.
And, you know, her brother comes and saves her. I understand why he wasn't like... I just love Padalecki, so it's different for me. But if I didn't, I would understand why it was kind of a, you could, you know.
Yeah, he just seemed like, not the actor, but the character just seemed like a throwaway character.
Right.
Very not too complex, like I'm here for my sister.
Right.
Like that was it.
have you seen her?
Yeah, that's what he did.
She wouldn't have left. Our mom had cancer. That's why I thought
if you would have took Trent and gave him an arc.
Oh, God, Trent. See, and I...
it would have been... He's a douche, but I don't see many movies where the douche has a switch.
You're right. You know, don't.
Like, you come out of it, and there's some redemption, and then...
Well, and he's like... has a girlfriend who, okay, she does leave with him. And, you know, in the beginning, you think that she's kind of going to be the final girl. Like, her and Padalecki kind of
would be it. Oh, yeah, that was cool.
So her getting murdered was great. Yeah. I liked that.
I didn't expect that, seeing that for the first time, that who you think's going to be the final girl dies.
Right.
Yeah.
But she goes off with him because Trent's kind of an asshole. Mm-hmm. And then Trent's like, well, fuck you. I'm going to go bang the blonde upstairs.
And throw out the best one-liners ever.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm sorry, but I'd be like, excuse me, what did you say? Some fucking juicy tits, dude.
Why is that not a t-shirt? Sorry. All right. But yeah, I get why you like it for sure. I mean, I like it too. It's just not my faves.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So my number one.
Oh, there's only one left, and I don't understand for the fucking life of me how this is your favorite.
So my number one is Jason Goes to Hell, or as I like to refer to it, is Jason with Magic.
Oh, my God.
It's so ridiculous.
Get out of here.
I love it. I love that all of a sudden a magical blade appears, and then like you put it in her hands and it morphs,
like,
and there's orbs of light, and he has to eat a heart, and it's just fucking ridiculous as shit, but it's so funny and entertaining to me. I love that movie from start to finish. It entertained me the entire way through.
I can kind of see that.
But, and it wasn't like it was like Jason X was so ridiculous, but it was done bad.
Yeah.
The acting was bad. Everything was bad. This one was ridiculous, but was fucking hilarious to me. And it was so entertaining. And like Leslie Jordan, that sweet little peach was in there, and he gets the word tiny.
Yeah.
He gets murdered, but he's in there for a little bit, and he just makes...
But the plot is all over the place.
I don't care. I loved it.
You don't even see Jason that much.
No, and Jason's
like a weird demon thing. It's going from body to body, and
they were trying to link it to Evil Dead, right? The Evil Dead universe.
Yeah.
He was the ultimate Deadite.
But god dang.
No, it was great. I loved the opening where, you know, they're at the camp. She's taking a shower.
The opening's cool. Yeah.
She puts on her towel. And then when she immediately starts running through the woods, hauling ass, and her towel does not fucking move whatsoever.
Yeah.
Then you're like, all right, something's about to happen. Because there's no fucking way. Any girl knows that if you put a towel like that, you're not running anywhere. You can barely walk it's going to fall, it's going to open.
Mm.
And she's like, just fucking hauling ass, it's doing flips, run, and then poof. And then they just like blow his ass up.
Yeah. And then SWAT shows up. They like shoot down from the trees with machine guns. And then like Jason's like, taking machine gun hits. And then someone's like, fire in the hole. And then you hear, and then he blows up. Like, you don't even see a... It's just,
Like, to me, you don't expect them to kill Jason off first 10 minutes,
no,
right?
No, you don't. Yeah,
you don't. Don't expect that whatsoever. And I fucking love it. I love it. I was thoroughly entertained from start to finish.
Yeah.
The magic was just great. I loved that it was all over. I just loved it.
I mean, Creighton Duke was an interesting character. He was like the only guy who knew how to kill Jason. He's a bounty hunter called Creighton Duke, which is a weird guy. Like, he, for entertainment, he likes to break people's fingers.
Right.
Just for fun. And then when he's asked questions about Jason, he likes to describe Jason as, well, it's like a little girl shoving a hot dog through a donut. That's an actual line in the movie.
Right. So what? Yeah. Please tell us about Jason. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Like, but, come on. That's amazing.
I can't. So you're in like Team New Line. You're like Jason Goes to Hell is like number one, and then Freddy versus Jason is number four.
True.
Like aside from Jason X being way down there, you like New Line, what they did with it overall, 2/3 of the way.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And
you like the only 90s one, so you just
there's
a 90s chick.
A sex murder scene in that one.
Which one was that? I forget. Was it the tent?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the tent.
Something cool happened in the tent, and there was
yeah,
sex in
there. They're banging in the tent, yeah. And he murders both of them.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. And then the diner with the big lady and her husband, Tiny, which is Leslie Jordan, that sweet, sweet little peach. Mm. I love him.
I mean, I have to give it credit for it. It was so outlandish. And it was left field and just hokey.
I was so, like, after watching, you know, so what, that's 9?
Yeah.
After watching 1 through 8.
Yeah.
And there, to me, there was just, like, number 3.
Yeah.
And yes, that I did enjoy the Tommy Jarvis series, but I just, that one, I was just so, I laughed. I was engaged the whole time.
Yeah.
And it just made me happy. So I understand why you put it down below. But for me, it was a beautiful, beautiful masterpiece. And I thought it was amazing.
That's it. We're going to get you a Jason Goes to Hell tattoo now. Yeah. I get it and I don't. But... but cool. I'm baffled.
You're baffled. I'm baffled. Good. I baffled you.
You did.
All right.
I kind of knew this was coming because when we watched it, you were like, oh my God, this is so good. And you're like, oh, I really like this. And like when she got like tossed the blade, it was just a normal knife. And then she caught it in her hand and went, and I'm like, what?
It was amazing.
It's way better than Jason in Space for sure.
Number 3 combined. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's better than those two. I'll give it that. I respect the director for doing something different.
They took over. They're taking over the series. Yeah.
So
why not?
Yeah.
Jason with magic.
You're
fuck yeah.
You're top 12. Jason with magic. Fuck yeah. Why not? Overall, the whole series, what do you think?
I think that to me, personally, if we're comparing, say, the Halloween series, there was more movies that were better.
More better movies
more
in Halloween.
More better movies in Halloween.
Well, not comparing, just like, not what comparing. Do you think of the Friday the 13th as a series on its own? Like,
it was entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm really sad that they did the one reboot and then they haven't gotten anything else after that.
Well, I reading up there, like we've talked about this, they're in a legal dispute between like I think the writer of the original and the director of the original, something to do with rights. So they haven't been able to move forward with anything. And I think they did try to do a TV series in recent years, but they couldn't get it off the ground because of all the legal issues.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
I will say I like Human Jason better.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Than Zombie Jason.
Yeah.
I think was Zombie Jason. The only one that I really liked was the 6 as Zombie Jason.
Yeah.
Which is the first one, right?
Yep. The first time he was a zombie.
And I liked, like I said, the wardrobe for 7.
Mm-hmm.
I think they missed the mark on all the others. If he's supposed to be this zombie, you know, all of a sudden he's like, his clothes are just a little dirty.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's been in the lake, but they're just a little dirty.
His wardrobe for Jason in Space was just bad.
All of it was bad.
Yeah.
So it was entertaining.
Yeah.
I really hope that they fix the legal issues so we can start seeing more and they can reboot and bring a new life to it. Again, because I feel like they'd probably start the reboot over.
Yeah. I mean, I would watch anything Friday the 13th that came out. I would like to direct a Friday the 13th movie. I mean, that'd be really fun. I mean, there's so many different directions you could take with it. Like, no one's ever mentioned his father.
Right.
I think maybe in one of them they might have said something in like whisper, but it's like he has a dad,
right?
So you work that into it, and it would be kind of tricky, like which way do you go? Do you stay in like the 80s, you do a modern thing? But
right, I'd like to see them reboot it with the mom again.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
yeah, the mom would be cool. I think what I would like to see is bringing back the earlier tension of the first and the second one, where you don't really see right. what's happening.
I liked that you don't see him.
If you bring something like that back, if they win a TV series, honestly, it would probably, like, if you've seen American Horror Story 1984, what we just watched, and you remove the supernatural elements of that,
right.
and you replace that killer with Jason, that would probably be what they would have done with the TV series.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because
that one like stayed in the 80s, but it jumped into the future, went back. You could do like his life history.
Right.
And yeah.
And I think, you know, watching them, most of them, you know, each of the killers kind of has their own... the things that they like.
Yeah.
They're killing jams. You know, like Jason, for most of them, likes to kill him from behind. He does a lot of from behind kills.
He does.
I really like, which he got from his mother, because his mother did the same thing, where they kill him, you know, all the people are getting murdered, and then they disappear. Like, their friends don't see them. And then all of a sudden, bam, body reveals. And they're fucking... dropping out of trees, going through windows.
Yep, he reveals all the dead bodies to scare
the people. I love that. I like that, you know, they're not just walking along and finding, oh my God, they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
They go into the bathroom where a girl just got an axe to the head, but she's not there.
Yep.
And then, you know, when she's hiding, all of a sudden, boom, through the window. Boom, out of a tree. Boom. You know, I like that.
It must be a lot of work. At the end of it, he's going to go, whoo, let's take a sit on a log somewhere.
Well, think like, about the mom.
Yeah.
The mom is not a big lady.
No.
She killed like 5 people at least. And 2 of those went through a window.
She just had that adrenaline mom rage.
Mom rage. Like, oh, you killed my kid.
Like, she believes that all these people are responsible for her son's death, who isn't really dead, just chilling in the woods. And, like, does she know that or does she not know that?
That's a great question. Do you know that your kid is chilling in the woods by himself?
Yeah.
Or are you just fucking crazy?
Yeah.
And
so I think there's something to explore just in that idea on its own.
Absolutely.
If they were to make a reboot of like what's happening in that world.
Right.
But yeah, like I said, this is my favorite franchise. I grew up with it. It was fun watching them all like this.
It was a lot of fun. And like I haven't seen some of them.
And like a greater appreciation for a lot of them. And just some straight up like disrespect garbage for a few other ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jason in space. Oh, good movie. But, you know, just to kind of close it all out, I think Friday the 13th, the series, is a product of the 80s. And it really struggled to find its place in the world since then.
Yes.
I think it was just quintessential 1980s horror. And then you get into the 90s and they did one with New Line. And you get into the 2000s and it's like a space, Freddy versus Jason. Like 2009, let's try rebooting it. But nothing is really stuck. Like I think currently Jason and Friday the 13th just have a hard place trying to stay. is having a hard time trying to stay relevant.
Right.
And so I think if they do it again, they have to remain relevant.
They do.
When they need to not half-ass it. They need to come up with a great idea and not just have one planned. I think a great example of a franchise that has stayed relevant has been yours, Halloween. Like Rob Zombie has kept it
current.
And then the new one that came out, they stay relevant.
They do. And they bring in... They bring in, you know, you still get that nostalgia feel from them.
Yeah.
But they also mix in the current.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely what Friday the 13th, I think, needs. You have to capture that essence of the 80s slasher, but also integrate it with now.
Yeah. Halloween, too, they, like, one thing they have that the others don't have is... Jamie Lee Curtis. Like, they have a star.
Right.
Like, not saying that all these other actors and actresses in these franchises aren't good actors or great actors. Some of them are. but it's not someone that's went on to do things like Jamie Lee has. So you bring, that's an automatic connection no matter where you take your story.
True.
And that's something that Friday the 13th does not have. Nightmare on Elm Street does not have that. Texas Chainsaw does not have that.
Right. And like you were saying before, this series lacks a final girl. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, in each movie, there's a final girl or boy.
Yeah, but then they're just left.
But they're left. You don't... Minus Tommy Jarvis. But then, you know, that was just the three, which, you know, was great. But...
I think that was why, you know, number two made it from my best one, too, is because they took the final girl and they at least used her in the beginning and they killed her off.
Right.
But I think they... Friday the 13th Part 2, they introduced Jenny as she could have been a good final girl. I don't know. There's like the fanboy in me like, okay, if I were to do a Friday the 13th movie, I would get Amy Steele in there. I would get the guy who... I would get Tommy Jarvis in here. I would put these people in the film in some capacity.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, you know, and then you think, oh, let's take the route of Halloween and just grab Amy Steele, and why not just pick up, forget the rest of the movies. Well, why not start where Friday the 13th 2 stopped?
Right.
And that's where we're going right now. Or even one.
Right.
Yeah. But
and you know, there wasn't someone that you felt for. Like in the Halloweens, you've kind of felt for Laurie Strode. You know, Tommy Jarvis, he was little, but for me, it wasn't like I wasn't invested in him when he was a child.
For sure.
So the next two that came after were like, oh, it's cool. I like the arc that they're doing.
Yeah.
But I'm still not invested.
Yeah, for sure.
So I wish that. Yeah. That would have happened. And maybe once the legal stuff, they can, you know, put that in somewhere. I don't know. Maybe Jason has a sister.
There you go.
It was fun. I really enjoyed. We enjoy horror movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In general.
Yeah. And it was cool to watch each other's series because we did Halloween a couple months ago. And now we did mine, Friday the 13th.
Right.
And I think our next one coming up is probably going to be Nightmare on Elm Street. And maybe we'll have a guest on for that. You never know. We'll see what happens.
Yes.
But yeah, our Bloody Marys are dead once you chug the shit out of yours.
All right, we're good.
Bloody Marys are dead, and so are we. So, that was it. Stay rad.
Yep.
Bye.
Peace out. Bye.